Hello and welcome to the second annual Women's Leadership Excellence Forum. On behalf of Capstone Performance Solutions Incorporated and Women in Manufacturing Georgia, I am your host, Amanda Pierce, and this event podcast is made possible by NEMA Incorporated. Visit www.nemainc.com. More room to grow. I'm speaking with Jennifer Ott. We are excited to be here with you today.
Today is about fitting movement into the workplace. I know when I was working that full-time job, I was sitting behind a desk or on the plane, and I just wanted to somehow move a little bit. Yes. And so I found different ways, whether you're opening your inbox, maybe that's a great opportunity to breathe, anywhere from that to a meeting prep stretch series, empower your team routine, I call it. So there's different areas of your day, like later in the day lunges. Also, we're very addicted to our iPhones and any kind of electronic device. So our posture is always rounded forward. I see all kinds of different postures. And right
the
now, tech neck.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an exercise for that as well. So yeah, just kind of take you through, but anywhere from the iPhone, I like to challenge myself. Wonder if I did 5 squats for every time I tried to reach for my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got that in there as well. And some other stretches that you can do right at your desk or on the airplane even.
That's so convenient. And I love that application because I truly am very much like you. If I have to stay seated, I'm thinking, what could I be doing in addition to this during this time that would benefit me? I can only imagine in 36 countries of travel in that long in an industry such as that, it was taxing, maybe physically, emotionally, mentally. And is that maybe what led you to, you know, your passion behind finding balance within yourself and then also passing that on to other women who might have been experiencing that too?
Oh, definitely. As much as I loved my job, I was so passionate about it. I wouldn't have done it for 16 years otherwise. Just the tightness in my body and the stress, just the stress of getting to the meeting and presenting and just, you know, maybe the flights were 10 hours. Maybe you had a long layover somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just all of that, just mentally too, like you said, it was mentally exhausting as well. So I kind of looked towards Pilates as my outlet. So I was a client for a number of years, also did bar classes and got certified in the teaching the bar fitness as well. So I used, I'd do that before I'd go into work every day. And then I even bought like a stretch band so I could do something on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had a sitting cushion so I could engage my posture and take some pressure off of my hip flexors from sitting so much. Not only do we get our posture is altered, but we also, I mean, we just experience a lot of stress on the body, like
yeah.
physically, not just tech neck, but that is also mm-hmm. very true, shoulder tightness. But for me, I wanted to kind of move a little bit. And so the things that I'm presenting about are things that I did first. And I, like you said, I wanted to use that to help other women. It can be for men as well. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
have to
right.
be just women.
Help me and our listeners understand. I've never done Pilates, and maybe not everyone understands what the difference between that and yoga or...
Yeah, and Pilates is a low-impact mind-body workout, just similar to yoga, maybe a little different than Zumba. Zumba is very high-impact. With Pilates and classical Pilates, we don't traditionally use music. We can use a little bit of music, but Joseph Pilates developed the system back in World War I when he was detained in a camp. And so Pilates is, I think of it as a great balance between strength and stretch. Not that yoga isn't or anything like that, but for me, Pilates, it just takes a, for me, I feel like yoga is more relaxing
yeah.
in a sense, and not to say Pilates isn't, but I feel like it's kind of halfway between like a yoga and a Zumba, well, maybe not Zumba, mm-hmm. but maybe like a bar class.
Something else, yeah.
Yeah, but it focuses so much on our core. So anywhere from our six pack,
mm-hmm.
we usually think of a six pack for that, but it can be your abs, inner thighs, you know, just a lot of those connections. So for me, I just felt like it lengthened my body. So traditional fitness is more like high reps, mm-hmm. whereas Pilates is more like lower reps, but to give the body a chance to just move in different planes and just a great balance between strength and stretch. So,
So for those listening and you're curious, it's, I love the name and I want you to tell me how you came up with it, but it's
Envolée.
And that is a French word that means soaring.
That's
okay.
Right.
So for those of you that want to Google it, it's Envolepilates.us. So tell us about how you named.
Yes, and it means soaring in French, as you mentioned. And being a ballet dancer, all the words in ballet are French. And so I wanted to do a little, I always thought it would be neat to kind of have a little bit of a play on a ballet term, even though it's not a ballet term. And so I guess my goal through everything is to help people soar. And so you'll see on my website, there's a picture of me doing a grand jeté. That's my favorite step in ballet is the grand jeté, just because I feel like whenever you start something new, it's a leap of faith. And so I feel like you want to try to soar. And that's kind of what I want to present to the ladies today and any person that comes into my studio or works with me. I want them to soar, and not only in fitness, but in life. And so I try to give them the tools to do that.
Well, thank you for bringing it back around. You and I will have to have another conversation where I learn about your days as a ballerina, because you're quite the interesting woman. Let's finish on a note with the women in manufacturing. But being a participant in this event today, tell me why networking with women of excellence is important to you.
Yes, and I have worked with Dr. Tina Woodard at Capstone Performance Solutions. I've worked with her for about 5 years. And just kind of watching her grow. I was her senior director of operations, and I recently had to quit that role. And so just being able to still work with her on wellness and then being here to represent her and help her with her booth. Mm-hmm. Today, I just, with all the women here, excellence is just such an important word. I just feel like we can all grow in different aspects. And Tina really offers a lot of those tools. Capstone Performance Solutions does that through Leadership Excellence Institutes and all the different kind of services. So being part of this event and being able to talk to women in manufacturing is truly an honor. And I'm very thankful to be here.
And you will be presenting your offering here, I guess, after lunch.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'll be excited to listen to you and hear some tips as well. So if you're interested in stress management programs or just learning more, check her out online, Envolée Pilates. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much.